cover. Taylor frowned at the thought. Or he'll find a way to end himself and join her in the beyond. The Fae knew her friend feared that future, and unless they found a way to neutralize that fear, Holly would never give herself fully over to the mating bond. Find anything? Cass asked quietly, observing the traditional rule of libraries the multiverse over. Taylor sighed, turning back to her companion. She shut the book she'd taken from one of the endless shelves, sending up another cloud of dust that had the witch sneezing again.
Afraid not, although my research skills are excellent by any standards. My area of expertise is human affairs, not locating an ancient artifact that hasn't been seen since the web was young. This is worse than a needle in a haystack.
There were few clues to go on when it came to the mysterious artifact that promised eternal life, with none of the detractors that vampires presented. Taylor knew Holly would never accept having to draw blood from other beings as her sustenance, and the Fae was aware of no other way to gift immortality to a human, save the artifact, of course.
If only we knew what it was.
There's someone who might be able to help in the search, you know, Cass reminded her,
a tone even but Taylor's Fae hearing could detect a note of uncertainty in her voice.
Although I'm not sure if even I have the guts to ask.
Shoving the tome back onto a shelf and turning to the witch, Taylor grimaced. She knew who Cass meant. Since becoming entangled with the human Holly and the friends she'd made through her flight from her vampire mate, the Fae scholar had found herself fighting against all manner of adversaries, but perhaps the most frightening was the Dark Lady. Nevroel was her given name, but any whispers that hinted at her existence called her the Princess of Darkness. The raven-haired beauty had been created by the devil himself as a mate to his only son, and he'd imbued her with powers worthy of her vaulted station. The gifts Shaitan had given her were likely ones the beast of ultimate evil regretted, because soon after her marriage to his son, a prophecy had revealed that Nevroel would bring about an apocalypse that would banish Shaitan himself from the web forever.
I'm not certain the Princess of Darkness would appreciate us disturbing her, Taylor said, biting her lip.
A being of incredible ruthlessness, Nevroel had stalked Holly after she and Maz ended up in her secret pocket dimension due to a magical accident. Thinking Holly was part of a plot arranged by her brothers to take her down, the princess had almost destroyed Holly and her allies. In the end, the plucky human had managed to win Nevroel over to their side, but that didn't mean that Taylor was in a rush to see her again. The woman was terrifying, and the Fae scholar could see why she was chosen as the harbinger of the Great Annihilation. Glancing back at the shelves that seemed to stretch to infinity, she knew it could be ages before she found any written hint of the artifact, if she was lucky to find any hint at all. With a determined snap of her wings, Taylor nodded once and said the words she'd been avoiding since the search started.
How much to try and contact Nevroel?
Cass's eyes widened in surprise.
Are you sure you want to do that? Weren't you the one who suggested it?
The Fae didn't manage to disguise her exasperation.
Well, yes, but I didn't expect you to agree.
The witch wiped at her nose, then looked down. Her mercenary lust for coin, warring with her good sense, as if she didn't want to be providing the warning she was about to give.
It is a risk, potentially upsetting such a powerful being.
Taylor rolled her eyes at the understatement.
If we aren't able to find the object, then Holly's love affair with Maz is doomed. Not to mention the fact that humans live notoriously short lives. And I, for one, wouldn't mind having my friend around longer. It is worth the risk.
At least the Fae hoped it was. After a shake of the head, Cass agreed.
We can give it a shot, but we'll need to find a mirror first.
A look around revealed that there was little chance of finding what they needed in the library.
I doubt the stuffy old monks who run this place have much reason for